Five, four, three.
Good evening, everyone. This is a meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. This is our regular scheduled meeting. Governor Lee signed an executive order that addresses meetings of governing bodies to include school boards during this COVID-19 emergency. This order highlights the fact that governing bodies must continue to meet during the emergency to carry out essential functions. The board, Oak Ridge Board of Education, is meeting under the provisions of this specific executive order and has made a determination on the record that meeting electronically is necessary to protect public health, safety, and welfare. Therefore, the Oak Ridge Board of Education is meeting electronically tonight, April 27th at 6 p.m. The meeting will be available to the public on local channel 15 and will also be live streamed on YouTube. With that being said, I will ask Ms. Lammerhurt to please call the roll.
Mr. Phil Auer?
Present.
Ms. McLean?
Present.
Ms. Eagle?
Present.
Mr. Stevens?
Present.
Ms. Webb?
I know she's here. Aaron, can you hear us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, good.
Okay.
All board members are present, and I will call the meeting officially to order. First item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. I will entertain a motion.
Move to approve. Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Please cast your vote to approve the agenda.
Are we adding an item?
Do I need to specifically indicate that since we just added it previously before the meeting started?
I think so.
Okay. Then let me back up. We have added an item to tonight's agenda, and that item will become item C, selection of a student volunteer. So that will be added to the agenda without dissent. So let me back up and Mr. Stevens, see if I can get you to make that motion again on the agenda as amended.
Move to approve the amended agenda.
Second.
A motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Now, please cast your vote.
My computer says there's a problem recording your electronic vote. Please try again.
So does mine. Same thing.
And mine does too.
Okay, I showed two votes that have come in. I'm going to close and then reopen. Okay, I've reopened.
This time mine says electronic vote was not cast because the action was not found. Well, that just went away.
Mine still says there's a problem recording your electronic vote.
Likewise, mine also. I have no idea why.
So mine's the only one that gets to vote. I control the whole thing.
Looks like it.
Mine went through.
Yeah, I have two. I showed two people had voted, so I don't know. Well, Just do it verbally this time, I guess.
Yay.
Let me go out and come back.
Aye.
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 Motion to pass the agenda passes unanimously. Next, we have special reports and presentations. Dr. Borchers, I'm going to start with you to give us an update on our feeding program and meal service.
Absolutely, yes. Just can't say enough about Jen Taylor and the Aramark team, along with all of the community volunteers, staff volunteers, many administrators that have been at these sites daily. It truly is a feel-good moment when you see this food being distributed to our families. So just a big thank you to all of those people that have been involved. Real quickly, I'm going to give you high-level numbers and then an exact number at the very end here. But as a reminder, week one, we served about 10,700 meals. Week two, 16,900 meals approximately. Week three, that was the holiday weekend, 21,300 meals. Week four, 19,100 meals. And because we had two sites closed, we think we had a dip in week five. We served 15,600 meals, still pretty good. But if you're adding those up, that's a total of 83,798 meals that have been distributed over the last 5 weeks. And that's just, it's just staggering, and can't say enough about, again, the people that have pulled together to make this happen on a daily basis for our families. So a big thank you to all those people that are making that happen. But 83,798 meals.
Fabulous.
And, you know, as you've mentioned, we've had a lot of people from staff to just community members that have stepped forward and volunteered to come. And Holly, thank you for keeping that site running and making it very easy. Even I could figure out how to do that, to volunteer to do that. And we're continuing the meal service. Do we have an indication of, at this point, how long we will continue doing that?
You know, I've not received any additional information. I'm sure as we get closer to the middle of May, end of May, I'm hoping we'll hear something, but haven't heard anything at this time.
All right, thank you. So knowing that we are out of school for the remainder of the year, that doesn't mean school has stopped. So we've started back again, and we'll be back in full swing with the opportunity for our students to continue their education. So Dr. Williams, you want to bring us up to date on that?
Yes, thank you. This week we start phase two of online learning. During phase one, as you heard Dr. Borcher say, we were making sure that we were first addressing basic needs and making sure that we had our food situation taken care of, and we were using that time to do a needs assessment and get as many students connected and internet connectivity as possible. And now that we've started phase two this week, students will have the opportunity to improve their grades for the next couple of weeks. Their teachers will be pushing out specific assignments for their courses. Our school principals have done a wonderful job communicating how that works for each school building, and our teachers are going to be there to provide support for all of our students. We hope that they will all continue to participate and take advantage of the opportunities to improve their grades. And at the elementary level, we have started in phase two another round of materials pickup. So lots and lots of books and other materials going home. We want to encourage our students during this time to read every single day. There are reading and math and fun activities in those packets that parents can pick up, but we especially want kids to read every single day. We know that will help them keep up.
Very good. Thank you. You might think that since school is closed, that that's about all the good news that we have, but not exactly. As you just heard Dr. Williams say, there's activities and things still going on. Events that took place prior to our schools being closed, we're receiving information about students that have excelled in different areas, and information that comes in to us from what our students are actually doing. So we're going to share some of that with you, and good news from our schools. Mr. Stevens, we'll start with you.
All right, we'll start with the preschool. Efforts being made to make contact with families include Kim Cox drove by every student's home with a sign to let them know how much she missed and loved them. No paper packets for preschool, but phone calls to parents and learning games have been shared on a weekly basis. And preschool staff created a video, thanks to Aaron Parson, to tell our families how much we are missing them. Now, next on the food delivery, still within preschool, the new preschool has been a site for food distribution. It has been great to see the children and families. We are delivering to a few families who made the request for assistance. We have been delivering food to the McKenzie Apartments. When this first began, 15 meals were delivered. The latest numbers are now up to 88 meals. Again, it is so wonderful to see the children's smiling faces and to have personal contact with the families. And lastly, while we aren't unpacked, we are officially moved into our new building, that being the preschool, and it's beautiful. And very special thanks goes to the Oak Ridge Schools Maintenance Department for their assistance and support through the whole move. And that wraps up the news from the preschool. All outstanding.
Thank you. Ms. Engel. And we can't hear you.
Have to remember to unmute. From Robertsville, we congratulate Sandra Burnett for being selected as the 2020 Tennessee TSA Middle School Advisor of the Year.
Very good. My good news comes from Jefferson. Fifth grade teacher Nick Corgan entered the ORISE Best Math Lesson Plan contest for the month of March. Mr. Corgan submitted a lesson titled A Mathematical Inquiry of Oak Ridge Semesto Homes. He won second place out of all K-12 submissions and was awarded an iPad, a Belkin tablet stage, and a class set of picklers. Picklers? I guess. JMS students have been working hard through this time of remote learning. By Canvas platform, students have had 11,630 participations, submitting assignments, participating in a class discussion, etc., and have viewed Canvas 424,141 times from April 6th through April 17th. 91% of Jefferson students have accessed school community Canvas page to find resources to assist with social, emotional, and mental health support. Ms. McLean.
Okay. An email was received by our art teacher, Mr. Jim Dotson, from a parent, and it said, "Thank you for sharing the students' pictures. Lana has really enjoyed seeing her pictures and shared and loves seeing the pictures from other students. Keep up the good work." Another email was from a sixth grade parent who said, "I wanted to say thanks so much for your hard work on remote school. Our first day off is to a good start. My son misses his friends, but seeing the teachers and others at school and that routine, but we're doing our best. Having a routine again and accomplishing tasks will be good for my son. From a family of educators, I truly appreciate all of you." Also, JMS PTO has continued to provide support and hosted a virtual Zoom PTO meeting with over 15 parents and JMS administrators in attendance.
Ms. Webb.
Again, from JMS, instructional coaches have worked hard to provide support to our staff as they work to assist teachers in remote learning. Nick Corrigan, Alex Goldberg, Callie Painter, Carmi Sears, and John Smith. In addition, Mr. Ben Fowler has worked to create multiple videos for staff, parents, and students so they can effectively navigate through this remote capacity. JMS educators who were ORP SEF grant recipients, Lexi Scott, Stephanie Hope, David Tracy, James Mitchell, Ed Wright, Patricia Wyatt, and Jennifer Laurendine. These educators were awarded ORP SEF's 2020 classroom grants totaling $27,257. And JMS teachers have gone above and beyond creating amazing, engaging lessons, videos, and projects for students so they can continue to acquire skills. They have reached out to the students by writing letters, dropping off packets, working very closely with our ELL and special education students, making phone calls, emailing, Zoom meetings, social media engagement, etc. That's from JMS.
Thank each one of you, and thank the schools for submitting that. And one of the things that jumps out to me, and Dr. Williams, you were talking about what we're doing and the opportunities that our students and teachers have, but here is kind of a snapshot of numbers that are actually taking advantage of this. And I would suppose that this would be a snapshot reflective of what's going on in all our schools. So that's really impressive. Okay, next we'll move on to the consent agenda.
Mr. Chairman, before you go, I got a quick question for Dr. Williams.
Sure.
Have we or have any connectivity issues surfaced from students?
We are continuously working to track that, and we do provide hotspots for students. Now, we want those students to use those hotspots responsibly for their homework when they have them, and use the data wisely. So we're learning as much as we can right now, and still working to try to make sure that every student has connectivity. There are still free options that families can take advantage of. So we have principals and teachers and everyone reaching out to every family to try to make sure that they are connected. So we have done our principals have done a really great job with that, but they continue to do that work.
Okay. Are you kind of keeping, or the principals or anyone, an ongoing list of approximately how many are missing the bus for whatever reason?
Yes, we are starting to compile the list of students that we are having trouble not only making an initial connection with, but keeping them engaged in the work. And so we've started to have those conversations within our principals' meetings about, and other mini Zoom meetings, about how we will tackle that issue moving forward to try to really motivate the kids to stay engaged online. It's a new challenge.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to follow up to kind of get a snapshot of what kinds of things, not only with the really young, maybe families, but also for across all the grades, just to see what percentage of folks have issues and where, what kind of categories are those issues falling. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Any other comments? Okay, now moving on to the consent agenda, I'll entertain a motion for approval of that agenda.
Move to approval.
Motion made by Ms. Engel, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Please cast your vote.
Mine's not going through.
Mine, neither is mine.
Neither is mine, so I.
Did the other two?
Mine went through.
Looks like Ms. Webb and I are carrying the meeting tonight.
What else is new, right? Motion for approval of the consent agenda passes unanimously. Okay, we'll move on next. Oh, there, yes, it just came up. Okay, moving on next to items for action. The first one is FY20 budget transfer number 6. This is a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY20 budget transfer number 6 as outlined on the attached information.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Webb. Comments, Dr. Borchers?
Again, this is a second reading and just includes routine budget transfers from January 21st through March 23rd. And as I said, most routine and mostly for our grants.
Questions? Okay, let's try again. Please cast your vote for approval of budget transfer number 6 on second reading.
Mine didn't go through.
Your vote?
No.
No, how do you vote?
A.
Mr. Stevens?
He's on mute.
Sorry, aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
If you would like to just have them vote verbally from now on, I can record it electronically.
Okay, we'll do that. Thank you. Okay, we're moving next to item B is selection of the Oak Ridge Schools Volunteer of the Year. As everyone knows, we have been selecting a Volunteer of the Month at the meetings that we've had before we went virtual. So we have five nominees. The person selected will become our nominee to the East District, hopefully to be selected as the East District Volunteer of the Year, and then hopefully to move on to state competition and be selected at TSBA Leadership Conference as State Volunteer of the Year. Each board member has those names. I'm going to read them off. Then Ms. Lammerhurt is going to call the roll, and you may cast one vote for the person of your choice. If no one receives a majority of the votes, that would be 3. Then we will eliminate those who didn't receive any votes and vote again. Any questions from the board? Okay, Ms. Lammerhurt, if you would proceed.
Are you going to read the names, all the names, or you just want me to?
I think all the board members should have the names. Are we okay there? Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Chairman Phil Lauer.
I vote for Stacy Callison.
Ms. McClain.
Stacy Callison.
Ms. Eagle.
Stacy Callison.
Mr. Stevens.
Stacy Callison.
Ms. Webb.
Alicia LaFoon.
With 4 votes, Stacy Callison is selected as our District Volunteer of the Year. Ms. Lammerhurt, that has to be supplied to TSBA by May 1st, is that correct?
I believe so, yes.
So do you have the information on her, or do I need to send that to you?
I have it.
Okay, great. So if you'll take care of that, that will be much appreciated, and I will contact her and let her know. That was easier than I thought it would be. Very good.
Do you have to now ask for a motion and a second and vote, Stacy? Do a final vote?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think by the votes for, by the four votes she received, which was obviously the majority, I think she was selected. I don't believe we need another motion to approve that.
Okay.
Now, on the next one we're going to do, we will need a motion to approve that because there's only one person. Okay, the next item on the agenda, we've added, also TSBA has the opportunity to nominate someone as a student volunteer of the year. And they would go through the same process as the district volunteer of the year. So I was thinking how we might find someone to be that person under the circumstances that we are at this point in time. And a name popped into my mind, and I think this will be a great representative for us if the board agrees. And that person is Caroline Webb. Let me tell you a couple things about her. She volunteers for activities within the school and for multiple agencies outside of the school, including WCAT Morning News Anchor, films some of the BOE meetings, films, directs, and participates in focus on education segments for the BOE, volunteers to help in fundraising efforts for the Ronald McDonald House, helps with special events and functions of the Boys and Girls Club of Oak Ridge, volunteers in outreach activities and functions with First United Methodist Church, member of the Youth Advisory Board at the Oak Ridge Civic Center, filmed and edited videos for nonprofits in the community to use for grant applications, volunteered with a local drug overdose prevention program. I think that certainly fits the category of a student volunteer. any comments from any of the board members other than Ms. Webb?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Agel for approval and seconded by Ms. McLean. All those in favor, please signify by saying, by raising your hand.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Ms. Lammerhurt, I have that information that I just read, and I will email that to you as soon as the meeting is over.
All right, thank you.
And Ms. Webb, if you want to tell her, that's great, but I'd like to call her also.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And
she'll ignore me anyway, so you go ahead.
I'll do that after the meeting tonight.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Thank you, everyone. Okay, moving on to the next item is approval of the FY21 Discipline Code of Conduct Handbook. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the 2020 Discipline Code of Conduct Handbook. Changes are noted in red. The changes align to the recently approved TSBA and school board policy.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Agel. Additional comments, Dr. Borchers?
This is something we do annually. We're trying to make sure we can get ahead and get this put together. We do worry about if we can get it printed in time, given everything that's closed, but perhaps I think we get these printed locally, so we may have more luck doing that and having it ready for the start of the school year.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the FY21 Discipline Code of Conduct Handbook signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Moving on to the next item. The item is a resolution to suspend the policies. You'll remember at our last meeting, we looked at this resolution but did not take any action on it. Tonight is the time for us to take action on this resolution. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the resolution to suspend policies.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Agle, seconded by Ms. Webb. Any comments, Dr. Borchers?
Yes, as the board knows, and that's kind of why we brought it to you, as you said, Mr. Philhour, in the last meeting, we've got three pages of things all due to either Governor Bill Lee signing Public Chapter 652 or the State Board of Education revising policies due to COVID. So any questions, please go ahead. Dr. Williams has been living this for the last several weeks, so if there's any questions, please ask now.
Questions from the board? Hearing none, all those in favor of the resolution to suspend policies, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Moving on to the next item is the purchase of excess Oak Ridge student laptops. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend the purchase of 150 Lenovo 11E laptops from CDWG for Access Oak Ridge Refresh in the amount of $124,650. This is a partial purchase from bids submitted in February 2020.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Agle. Dr. Borchers, comments?
Yes, you know, this is due to, you know, where we're at with our budget, where we're at with COVID. We had hoped if life was normal at this point, that we would have brought a mid-year spend to you refreshing computers for grades 5-12. And as we'll get into the budget concepts briefly here at the end of the meeting and fully in the next Monday's budget presentation, we'll talk a little bit about the strategy of why we're not moving ahead with that at this time. But a consequence of not doing that refresh means we do need this amount of computers just to make sure we have enough to get out into our students. So that's why you're seeing the additional 150 devices at this time, because we have some that we're going to need to be able to replace so that we can continue to offer our instruction via these devices.
Questions from the board? Hearing none, the motion on the floor is approval of purchase of Access Oak Ridge student laptops. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. That takes care of our items for action. We'll move down now to items for information. First are the FY21 budget concepts. Dr. Borchers.
Yeah, just very briefly, and what's typical for our process here is we do get this to the board, and it's really kind of a high-level overview of where we're at currently. We have our presentation nearly finalized for next Monday's presentation when we'll invite the City Council to join us via Zoom. That'll be a first time. But I may ask Pat just to give us a high-level overview. Of course, you've got our current status in that document of where we're at. We talk a little bit about pandemic planning, and I want Pat to go in just a little bit of detail for you tonight. Student enrollment, staffing, which kind of talks a little bit about the salary compensation plan that we've been working on, and then reviews benefits, budget goals, CIP, revenues, and then our planning process, and then obviously ends that document with our budget presentation, development, and approval process, and all the dates of our upcoming meetings. But maybe just because we're in a different time this year, Pat, would you mind just giving us a little update why we're looking at things a little bit differently this year?
Certainly. It's been quite a roller coaster, and we have such an amazing group of people across the district, but we have worked very closely together. As soon as the COVID-19, the schools closed, we implemented a spending freeze at the district level for anything that's non-essential or COVID-related. With that was savings that we're going to realize as far as schools not being in session, savings on utilities, savings on some of the transportation, those kind of costs. And also, until this hit, our revenues for the year, tax revenues, had been running between 20 and 23% above where they were last year. So revenues up to this point are good. What we are intending to do is the savings that we are compiling until the end of the year is to roll that into our fund balance and then use that for what we know are going to be shortfalls in FY21. We're trying to put things in place that we can operate cohesively now through the pandemic and also have some flexibility in our budget as we make our proposal next week so that we can adjust to anything that comes our way. Do you all have any questions or anything that I can answer?
No, I guess we keep our fingers crossed, right?
Yes.
Any comments?
Yeah, I just said, thanks for the presentation. It was a wonderful summary to get us started. And I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, and I have the same question that I think I've had for the last 2 or 3 years, and that is, do we know for sure that the state is forwarding to us the online sales taxes that we know are collected? Amazon, for example, now collects sales taxes on everything. We should be getting Oak Ridge's portion of that, but I've never seen any stats that show us exactly what that is.
And I did try to follow up on your question, and I cannot locate anything at the state, and especially with the pandemic going on now, it's very difficult to reach anyone, but there is no breakdown of the type of sales tax that we receive. It filters through our county trustee, and then they apportion ours, but there is no breakdown of where those particular sales tax revenues generate from.
It seems like there ought to be, I mean, that's a good question.
It is.
And I understand the fact that it's probably going from point A into a lump sum, and then that lump sum is distributed. But somewhere, somebody's got to know how much Oak Ridge receives, or any municipality receives. Do we start with our do we start with our lieutenant governor and ask that question? Any thoughts?
Question.
Or the county trustee should know, I would think. That seems like part of her job.
Well, maybe it depends on whether the state is apportioning those sales taxes based on purchaser lives, or whether they're just randomly distributing it across the state. And in my thinking, because I know that the sellers are collecting tax based on the zip code of where you live, that we should be receiving the taxes that people in Oak Ridge purchase. But I've never gotten any assurance that that's happening.
Not wanting to put anything on your agenda that's not already there, but would you be willing to take that on as a project?
I've been trying for several years, and I've never gotten anybody to give me the actual data.
Well, that's I'm at a stumbling block, to be honest with you.
Well, we continue to ask the question, and you know, Pat and I will continue to ask that question and see if we can track something down. But I think Ms. Eagle is correct. It's very difficult, and we're going to need to push the issue at some point.
Right. And I have run into block walls, but I do hope maybe to pursue an avenue through CTOS, the County Technical Advisory Service. I'm hoping they can give me some information, but I haven't had a response yet.
Well, let's continue to pursue those avenues. I'll make a couple of phone calls between now and one of our budget meetings and see if I have any luck anywhere. I don't want to start out in a negative manner, but I don't feel either, as Ms. Eagle has alluded to, real positive, but I'll make a few phone calls and see if I have any luck. Okay, we'll look forward to, as everything is, an unusual time to be doing a budget, but we'll make it work. Okay, before we move to the finance report, we have a number of central office administrative staff here. We have a few of our district schools administrative staff. We appreciate you being here and listening and be available for any questions. I would just ask, is there any of you that have any comments that you would like to make or questions or concerns that you would like to address at this time that the board would be glad to hear from you? Well, not hearing from anyone. We'll move on to the finance report. Are there any questions? And I have a question, and I should have asked it earlier when we were talking about the budget. The city has moved the deadline for paying taxes. Is that not correct? Am I correct on that? Pat, do you know?
I don't know that they passed it. I know that they had made that recommendation, but I haven't heard that it was final.
If they do, what impact would that have on us financially?
It would delay the revenue that we receive for property taxes. It would delay it by 3 or 4 months, however they delay it.
And that certainly would have an impact on some decision-making that we would have to do through our budget if that occurs.
It will, and also on our cash flow just for the timing of the revenue, yes.
That'll be a good question for our May 4th meeting. Hopefully we'll have a significant number of council members attend. Okay, enrollment report and attendance report. Mr. Lay, you've been silent, so here's your opportunity. I know we haven't been tracking anybody that has not been skipping school or not showing up, so you know, maybe you just want to say something about that.
We have had absolutely perfect attendance with no absenteeism, okay? And I'm not confident with this number, but if you compare this report to the report at this board meeting last year, our enrollment is still 129 to the good. Of course, you know, we have not really been, schools are not receiving documentation for withdrawing students at this time. So that number may be slightly inflated, but you know, we've been around 90 to 100 all year long. So bottom line is our enrollment has increased throughout the year. So.
Questions or comments from the board? All right. Any old business, new business, communications? I have none. We will be back, all of us, on May the 4th. Board members have an executive session in the morning at 11. board members, Mr. Kolodny will be expecting something from you by Wednesday. So don't forget. I don't want to have to get on you again. Thank everyone for being here. Appreciate everything. Appreciate what all our administrative staff, well, everything that y'all are doing to make life as livable as possible for our students. And again, the comments that we're hearing from our parents are all been really positive. We miss our kids. The kids, believe it or not, miss us. So that's a good thing. I think when we are able to come back to school, and I told somebody the other day, everybody will be glad to get back. This might be an appropriate time to ask for a tax increase for teacher salary, because this, I think parents would be much to the incentive to making that happen after what they've been doing. But a lot of parents really pitching in, doing a great job as well. Any other comments, Dr. Borchers?
Just a thank you to the board, and again, thank you to the great team that we have. We're dealing with the here and now, and we are dealing with what could happen here in the fall. So just there's a ton of work going on behind the scenes. So just appreciate everybody.
Lynn, thank you as always for keeping us in the right direction, and I'll be sending you that information to you, and we appreciate you. Thank everybody, and we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.